to be stirred. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Y'all know I don't know how to get that little holy walk yet. So I, the old, with my old school people, I get up and I do the camel walk. I'm still walking. I'm still talking. I'm still praying. That song right there, I'm sitting and telling you, it should have you up boiling, just full of fire. The Holy Ghost should just have you up shouting, because it puts everything, everything in a nutshell. You should not be in a place right now that you're doubting God for anything. Why? You're here this morning. You in your right mind. You're able to pray. You're able to dance. You're able to shout. You're just able to say glory, hallelujah, to the top of your lungs. Wake up, America. Wake up, Asia. Wake up, South France. Wake up, Fiji. Wake up, Jamaica. Wake up, South Africa, everywhere. Everywhere you're at, wake up this morning and let God know, I have no doubt in what you can do for me. Scream it to the top of your lungs. Make somebody look at you crazy. Let them know you got that crazy face going on this morning. You got that face that nothing, nobody, and nobody can tell you anything different about God, because he has shown you just who he is. He shows us day after day, repeatedly, consistently. He does it consistently. There's no gap in it. Even when you feel like he's not in your presence, he's there. He is there in your presence. The word says that he would never leave us nor forsake us. You don't doubt that. You should not doubt that. You may not feel him as strong as you want to feel him, but that's up to you. That's up to you to make a conscious decision how powerful the source of God is within your life. I'm sitting and telling you this morning, I'm on fire. I'm on fire. My fire never went out from last night. It was still lighting up. I was up all through the night. I shouldn't be on my bed, tired, weary, saying I can't get up this morning, but I'm going to tell you something. I was running to put the numbers in this morning, because, see, we understand that God is just so amazing that he just constantly, no matter where we're at, he meets us exactly where we're at. We have to be in a place to give to him. We have to be in a place to sit and say, God, I'm giving you my everything. On last night, we talked about emotions. Now, being in an emotional state, it needs to be pure. It needs to be genuine. And just to meet God, just meet God and know that you are willing. Just like you may give those women that shop, you may go and you may give your whole check to Macy. You need to give your whole check to God. You need to check in with God. Whatever it is that you're giving your whole to, you need to give it on to God, because he's ready to give to you. Again, last week, we talked about you can't be God-given no matter how much you try. I'm not just talking about finances. I'm talking about your mind. I'm talking about your heart. I'm talking about your soul, because God is constantly, again, blessing us. We already know he got a blessing with our name on it. If it's not the blessing that you're looking for, stay in a state of expectation. If he promised you something, no matter what, he's going to give it back. He is not a man, so therefore he shall not lie. And one thing about God, his word never comes back void. I know this. I know it without a shadow of a doubt. So as we go into the Lord this morning, let's go with a sound mind, joy in our heart, a spirit of just gratitude, of knowing who our Father is and what he does for us. Not what he's getting ready to do, but what he has done for us and will continue to do. Minister Shakita, if you're on the line, let's go ahead. Let's get a powerful prayer. We want to give God our best at all times. And let's go.
Amen. Good morning, Apostle. Good morning, First Lady. Good morning, Minister Nita. Good morning, Minister Monica. I pray and told that this prayer sp- sparks your spirit. Holy Ghost, as we continue to usher in the spirit, I'm aware of your presence, oh God. I'm aware of you, oh God, around me, God, and I trust you, oh God. Oh God, oh Jesus, yes, Lord. Your spirits go before us, oh God, to lay out our playing field, Lord, to lay out the playing field for your work, oh God, and may we walk straight and narrow with your work, with your work, with your help, oh God. May you continue to bless us, oh God, in the ways that we cannot fathom, Lord. We have no doubt, we have no fear, oh God, in the ways in which you help us, Lord. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for all the things that you do for us, Lord. I know, oh God, that you are the help in which you come from. Your spirit goes before me, and your help, oh God. My help, my health, my success, and my prosperity goes, and it comes from you, oh God. I know this, oh Lord, and I know it's, Lord, it's truly you, oh Lord. And I thank you, oh God, for giving me and gracing us with your presence and gracing us with your glory, oh God. I thank you, oh God. Raise us up, Lord, in spirit and truth, Lord, in strength, oh God, and may we walk, Lord, in strength, in truth. I thank you, Lord, for all the things that you have thus given me, thus this forth, Lord, I have lacked nothing. We have lacked nothing, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Your grace and mercy, Lord, endures forever, Lord. Yes, Lord, I know now, I see now, I experience it now, Lord. I feel you now, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, as we walk and we usher in your spirit this morning, God. May you rest in the souls and the spirit of everyone that's under my voice, Lord. Give them honor. Give them tenderness of the heart, Lord. Please, Lord, give us understanding to communicate and understand one another so that we may commune with one another, Lord, in your life. I give you honor. I give you praise in your name, Jesus Christ. I pray. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Lord. I pray.
Hallelujah.
I pray, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give God some hallelujah praise right now. Just thanking him. That's what her prayer was. She was just thanking God for who he was and who he is in her life and what she has. She said, I have not lacked. I have not lacked. And the reason she has not lacked, it takes me into what the Holy Spirit wants me to talk about. See, when you, Apostle Temple, let me say this. In Luke 6:38, it says, give and you will receive your gift. Will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. See, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the giving. I'm talking about that person that's that giver. And I'm not talking about just finances. I'm talking about when you see your brother on the side of the road and he's hungry or he's homeless and you may offer him a dime or it may be a dollar, it may be $20. I'm talking about when you sit and you take the coat off of your back in a live church service and you give it to someone because the Holy Spirit tells you to. I'm talking about when God offers to you about time and you take your watch off of your wrist in another live church service and you give it to somebody. See, when you're in a place where you're ready to give, and I'm just give, that's forgiveness, that's love, that's peace, that's joy, that's everything. The word of God, Jesus tells you that he will sit and he will return it to you in full, pressed down, shaken together. See, that's pressed down. When you pressing something down, you pressing it down because you want to get more in it. And you know we do it all the time. You sitting and you stuffing something together, and then you shaking it, you pressing it, and then you shake it to make it get more room. See, this is what Jesus is saying. He's saying once you press it down and you shake it together to make room for more, running over and pouring, and then more will come running over and poured into your lap. How many of y'all looking for blessings this morning? How many of you are making room? How many are you making room right now by shutting things up, pressing it down, and waiting for the pouring to come in so it can the blessings can overflow? It's not what I said. It's what it said itself in Luke 6:38. See, and it also says the amount you give will determine what you get back. A lot of us sit and say that God is not in the blessing business. But if you are a giver, you may not have finances to give, but you may have time to give. You may not have a tithe to pay, but you may be able to pray. You may be able to fast for somebody. The more we give to others, the more that God will give to you. The scripture says it right here. So are you in a place this morning where you are giving something out and awaiting for the return? See, this is why we sit and understand why there are blessings with our names on it. Because I know that it's everybody on this line this morning are givers. Everybody on this line are givers of something. I don't care if you are a giver of a salutation. Good morning. How is your day doing? Good afternoon. Is everything okay? Good night. Is there anything that you need? Have a great night. Blessings. To God be the glory. See, that's giving. You are encouraging somebody. And sometimes we even have to encourage ourselves. And once we encourage ourselves, we pour back into ourselves. And that's where I'm at in this season. I'm building myself up as well as still helping others. But see, I'm in that stage where I'm pressing down. I'm pressing down. I'm shaking because, see, I want every blessing that God has my name on it. And I know that he has blessings because we've had conversations about it. I'm not talking about me and the apostle. I'm not talking about me and first lady. I'm talking about me and God. Because, see, I don't have a problem with sitting and making my request known to him. I don't have a problem with reminding him of my request when I think that it may be a delay. And if I think it's a denial, I ask. Because I understand the words of God. I understand the scriptures that's put in place. So I'm sitting and saying to you all, before I turn it over to Apostle, that Jesus said that if you give, he will press down, shake it up, and pour. So when he's shaking it up to make room for more, what is he talking about? The blessings. He's talking about the blessings. That's what we're talking about this morning. Your blessings that he has already predestined for you to have. That's what you need to understand. Jesus knew us. God knew us before we came out of our mother's womb. So he already knew the plans he has for us. Are you in the position to receive what the word of God is saying on this morning? Turning it over to you, Apostle.
Amen. God bless you all. Amen. Very powerful scripture. This scripture alone, Luke 6, amen. This is part of my foundation that I don't pour it in my life foundation. Just part of it, you know, that is mixed in with other scriptures on the verse that I stand on. Amen. Because saints of God, you got to understand that one thing that I love about the scripture, I have a different perception. You know, a lot of times when I approach the scripture, I see it for what it is, amen. And as Evangelist was sharing with us about giving and how the scripture declares that, you know, you've given and it'll be given back to you. Not only it'll be given back to you, but how it's going to be given back to you. And it tells us how it will be given back to us, and it let us know it will be what? Pressed down, amen. Shaken together, that means it's no air pockets it's going to be into, because sometimes when things are compact in your life, you have little air bubbles that it gets in, little air gaps. But when a shaking comes, it removes the air bubbles or the air gap So, other words, it will not be no gaps that is going to happen when your reaping season or your harvest time come in your life. Now, this is the piece, my God, that I want you to take in consideration, because this is an area that where I challenge a lot of people, and I challenge peoples all over the world to really identify and really see. Now, understand what the scripture declares. The scripture says, give, and it shall be given back to you. It never told you what to give. I'm going to pause right there and let you sink that in. It never told you what to give. It never told you how to give it. It never told you the quality of your giving. Amen? And this is where people have to understand that it's something that you are giving every day. And it's something that is returning back into your life every day. My God, today I'm going to reap the benefits of what I sowed on yesterday. Y'all about to hear me. Today is going to be a day that you're going to reap the benefits what you don't sow on yesterday. That's why I have to get up every morning declaring, decree, commanding some things, because at the end of the day, my God Almighty, even though I am speaking those things from now, but I'm also working on my tomorrow. Y'all hear me? Amen. And many of us got to understand that it's not the enemy that is going to come and try to take things away from us. Some of us is what we done gave. Amen. Some of us is what we done gave out. We have to be careful about the things that we gave out. I understand that you should have told this person off. I understand you should have walked away. I understand that you should have gave up. You have every reason, my God, that you should, amen, to do what you was going to do, or do what you was planning to do, throwing the towel, all that good stuff. But at the end of the day, my God Almighty, what do you want to return back into your life? I choose to get the return of the Lord, where the Lord could trust me through any storms, through any battles, because he know that I'm not throwing in a towel. He know that I'm not giving up. He knows that I'm not, my God Almighty, going to quit on him. Amen. That's why through any even in hard times, amen, God gonna be like, I'm gonna be right there by your side. Why? Because you sown that. Some things, people of God, you need to go ahead and sow in your own life so you can reap the benefits, my God Almighty, what God has for you in your own life. Many people are used to, and this is where the body of Christ get a little divided at right here, amen. Many people are used to sowing in other people's lives, amen, but never took the experience to sow into their own life. So now they frustrated with everybody else, and frustrated with peoples, and frustrated with families, and frustrated with siblings, and frustrated with husbands and wives, are frustrated with each other because they never took the time to learn how to sow into yourself. Amen. You cannot count on somebody else to make you happy. I'm going to pause right there on this, my God, this morning right here. Amen. You got to depend on yourself to make it. Sometimes you got to go and get your own cheeseburger other than you're waiting on somebody else. Get your own. Y'all about to hear me. Amen. Sometimes you got to draw a happy face for your own self. Sometimes you got to go to Kroger and get your own flour. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to turn it back over to First Lady. Amen. My God, it was a time when I met my wife and I met First Lady, and every time I come into the house, all these fresh flowers and flowers everywhere. I got flowers here. I've never seen so many flowers around in the house and all that, unless it's a special occasion. Amen. Where I come from, on time you get flowers on Valentine's and you got a funeral going on, amen, then you'll have some flowers leaning around. I'm looking around like somebody done died, amen. See, she wasn't worried about somebody trying to give her flowers, amen, or cater to her happiness or cater to her joy, amen. And many of you, you sown into things, my God, that you don't get a return back. But one thing I can tell you, that if you sow into and if you go ahead and pour into, is who? Baby, it's yourself. Because you know you're going to give yourself a return. You know you're going to give yourself, my God. So don't be frustrated with life. You get your own happiness. Don't be frustrated with people. You get your own peace. Don't be frustrated with finance because you see everybody else got what they got. Baby, you get your own finances. Because why? Scripture declares, whatever you give, it shall
there. So ain't no sense of being all bitter. Ain't no sense looking with the stuck up eye. Ain't no sense looking all crazy. Amen. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to give you a shout moment and I'm going to go ahead and pass it back over. Amen. You are the one that determined your blessing. It ain't no prophet come on the air and say you need to go ahead and sow this 2020 seed. Amen. So you can get blessings. Baby, when you're so into what God done gave and the beauty that God done gave and who that is you, I'm telling you, you finna get ready to receive something that's gonna chase you down, it's gonna run you over, it's gonna shake you, it's gonna break you, it's gonna bless you, it's gonna grow you. My God, I gotta go. Is anybody this morning understand that today I'm finna go in and sow some seed? I'm not gonna worry about the liars, I'm not gonna worry about the backbiters, I'm not gonna worry about your naysayers, I'm not gonna worry about you trying to sabotage, betray, and all that kind of stuff. For my God, I got a cliche that I'll say, for as for me and my house, we going back to you, Avenger. I got you back to you.
That's right. That's right. And I'm glad you brought that up and in that way, Apostle. Because let me just say, let me share a brief testimony. Saturday, as I was traveling, my mom called me and said on Channel 7 News that some hackers was in the place. The news was whatever. So I didn't think nothing about it. But anyway, when I looked, I had been hacked. I put it up. Different people was like, is there anything you need? Let me say this to you all. I didn't worry about it. And I'm still not worried about it. My account hasn't been adjusted. But I'm going to tell you something. In my heart, it's been adjusted. See, when you know that you are a giver, when you know that you are pouring in, and I, as I said earlier, I've decided to pour into myself, my house, get my house into a blessed place. Because see, I realized that God has blessings with my names on it. So I said, this is not bothering me because I know that God is going to restore what was taken away from me. What man thought was for evil, let me tell you what God is doing. He's turning around for my good. And I'm looking for something so amazing because I know what God has for me, it is for me. I know through teaching, through preaching, just being who I am, that I am supposed to sow. I was taught that I needed to sow on solid ground because at one point in time, I was just sowing seeds everywhere. And guess what? They weren't rooting up. They were not rooting up. But now in my life, because I realized that God truly and genuinely loves me unconditionally, and God is so right now. He has favor over my life. I don't want to mess it up. I want to stay in a blessed place. I want to receive all the blessings that he has for me. So all the naysayers, all the haters, everybody that thought you were dragging me, you're not dragging me. See, I decided to follow Christ. And when Christ tells you where to go, what to do, and how to do it, you know that there's blessings coming in with it. We always looking for something big and magnificent. I'm not looking for nothing big and magnificent. I'm looking for whatever God has for me. I'm looking for whatever God says, this is what you sold, so this is what I'm going to give back. But I'm going to tell you, do this. I do. Sometimes I'm a little selfish when I'm talking to my daddy. I may sit and say, God, I only had 100 to sow today into this seed, but can you return it back to me in 1,000? Because you knew my heart. You knew I wasn't in a place to give you everything, but you know my heart gives you all of me. You know that my mind is constantly on you. You know that my soul is anchored with you. So I'm asking you, Father God, can we just go over a little bit more? Because it's something that I need to do. It's the place I need to go, whatever it may be. We have to sit and we have to put ourselves in a place where we realize truly, truly who God is. And you have to understand the scriptures that he is saying to you. People look at scriptures and they pass them by. But when God put a scripture on my heart, I sit and I read it over and over and over. And I ask him, what am I to say with this? What am I to do with this? I had no clue Apostle was coming on this morning. I had no clue that this was a foundation. circumstances. So you want to put yourself in a place. I said yourself. I didn't say your neighbor. I didn't say your employee, the person who you work with. I didn't say the people that's out on the street. You want to pour into yourself. You want to encourage yourself. When you sit me, you heavy laden, and you down and out, and you feel like nothing is going wrong, I said, and I urge you to talk to God and tell him, Father, what is the problem? I'm doing this, I'm doing that, but I want to rewind a little bit. When you're doing it, you got to be doing it with a giving heart. You got to do it with a joyful heart. When you're sowing your seeds, even if see yourself, you need to be doing it with joy. You need to have a genuine about it. You're not just doing it because you want God to give you something back, because that's what the scriptures say. You're doing it because you're genuine about that thing. You're doing it with joy. You're doing it with peace. You're doing it with love, because you realize you're not giving to man. You're sowing what you're sowing. You're sowing into the word of God. You're not sowing into a foundation. You're sowing into the word of God. You're giving God back some of the things that he's given to you. And you just showing him, I'm doing it willfully. I'm not doing it where I don't feel like doing it. I'm not doing it because I just want something back from you. Some of you may just need love on this morning. So sow that love seed into somebody. Pick up the phone and call somebody. Sow the love seed into yourself. You may be sitting there feeling some type of way, feeling like nobody don't love you. Nobody don't care. The pandemic got everybody where they scared to come to your house. They even scared to pick up the phone and call people. Call yourself. Talk to yourself. Let yourself know. Self, listen, I know that the pandemic got these people, but I love you. I love you unconditionally. I just thank you for being with me. I thank you even when I fall that I have the strength. Talk to self. Talk to self. Give yourself some self-love. If you're sitting around and you're looking all type of, any type of way, pour into yourself. Pour into yourself. Write yourself a love letter. Write yourself a love letter. Get, sow a seed into your own self. Get you a piggy bank. Get you a jar. Whatever it is, start putting stuff in there so you can store it up. And when you see it getting full, shake it up. Press it down. Shake it up, because the word of God says that he's going to pour more. Love on yourself. Allow the Holy Spirit to teach you, lead you, and guide you into the area that you need more. You need more. See, in our carnal minds, we sitting and we looking like, okay, well, I need this big six bedroom house, two trucks in my double garage, a parkway, and you know, in my garage, in my parkway. But are you in a place? Is that what God has for you? Is that what God has for you? Have you sown enough to receive that? Have you put in the work? Have you put in the work? That's what I want to call it. Have you put in the work? Where is your faith? Do you have enough faith to even think that way? Do you have enough faith? The word of God said if you have the faith of a mustard seed, different things could take place. But some of us don't even have the faith of the mustard seed. But I'm sitting and telling you today, if you get yourself up and deposit into yourself and start encouraging yourself, start picking yourself up, start speaking words in, out of your mouth that's condemning you instead of picking you up, instead of lifting you up, instead of elevating you. We have a bad habit of always sitting and putting our stinking ourselves down into a pothole. I decree and declare on today that you shall rise in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare on the day that you walk into your new beginning on today, your new dawning. When the sun came up, you became a new dawning into your life. I decree and declare that you will walk into it. I decree and declare that you will stop self-harming yourself mentally, sitting and talking, you're talking and putting yourself down, but you would deposit positive words. I decree and declare that you will speak power into the atmosphere. You you allow the Holy Ghost to lead you and guide you, that you would be so full of life that people would sit and look at you and think that you need to be in a mental asylum. But you're not in a mental asylum. You're in an asylum with Christ, because Christ is the head of your life, because Christ is the one that's going to give you the return that you put into yourself. And that's where we need to be. We let people sit and tear us down, but that's not how Jesus planned it. That's not how God planned it. That's not why you have the Holy Ghost that's walking with you, that's shouting with you, that's praising. When you have that urge to get up in the wee hours of the morning, wake up. See what God has for you. See what he's telling you to go. He may tell you to get on your knees and pray. He may tell you to get up and go wipe your face off and just drink a cup of water so you can sit and hear what he has to say. He may let you have a phone call in the middle of the night telling you that you got a blessing coming by UPS or whatever the different agencies that's bringing next day deliveries. But we have to be in a place where we let go and we let God. We let God fight our battles. We let God lead us and guide us and direct us into a place of righteousness. And when you are in a place of righteousness, God will surely bless you. When you're in a place where your faith is just stretched so much to the point you feel like you're about to pass out, just know it's a blessing with your name on it, with behind that stretched out faith. When you sitting and you feeling lonely, call on the name of Jesus. That's a blessing in itself. The name of Jesus is a blessing in itself. When you wake up in the morning and you feeling down, out, hurting, feel like you can't move, you can't breathe, you still call on the name of Jesus because you woke up this morning. That's a blessing. He died on the cross for us. There are blessings that's coming every day, but the word of God said that it'll be so many that you have to shake these, press it down, shake it, and then allow it to pour over, and you will get whatever you have put into place. I sit and say to you on this morning that God has so much for us. He has so much for us. We just have to be in a place where we truly believe and understand who God is in our life. And I listen to him, and I think they feel like he's fictitious. But I'm here to tell you that he's real. He's real. Jesus is real. The Holy Spirit should be rising in you. All who was on the line last night, your skin still should be crawling. It should be a fire burning inside of you that you do not want to even let go. Because God truly spoke, and he was letting you know that this is my blessing time. If you listen to the word of God, he said that this is the time for me to bless you. The harvest is ripe. What did you sow? Did you sow bitter fruit? If you sow bitter, you know that you're going to get bitter back. If you sowed into the right thing yourself, you know that you are getting ready to receive blessing after blessing if you have not already received it. Because this is the month of harvest. The 10th month is the month of harvest. And God is doing his job. You need to continue to do your job. Stop worrying about your neighbor. Stop worrying about the people out there and worry about self. Give self some attention. Give self some time with God. Give self the opportunity to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and to guide you and to navigate you through day-to-day situations, to navigate you, to order your steps. And guess what he's going to order? He's going to order them where you get that blessing with your name. See, some people say blessing. I'm going to make it plural. I'm saying blessings because I'm looking for everything that I have sold in. I'm looking for a return in full. I want to pay it in full on my when I get my ticket. I want to pay it in full. And you better believe this. Believe this. I'm going to say this. From the month, from the ending of September to the month of October, every week, in my bank account, I was getting a deposit, a blessing for things I didn't even know that I was being blessed for. And you know what I said and said? I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, for the increase. So when my account was hacked, I sat there and I laughed. My mama said, why are you laughing? I said, you're not going to understand. But see, I laughed at the devil. I laughed at him because, see, he was mad because every time I received a blessing, I would sit and I would just thank God. And sometimes I would be in a session where I was thanking him for over 30, 40 minutes, sweat just pouring down my body because I was in the vein just letting him know exactly how I felt. So when the hack came in, it was expected. But I didn't get on the phone calling everybody, can you loan me this? Can you give me this? Can you do this? Can you do that? See, I kept it to myself, except I put a warning out on Facebook. But never did I sit and ask for anything because I realized where my help come from. I realized the place that took place. See, when you get me, you all caught up with God, your discernment just clicks right in. That wisdom comes in. And I realized, see, Satan didn't have no, and he still don't have no authority over that situation. Because I realized he said, you're getting blessed too much. You're getting blessed too much. You building too much. I gotta stop this. So let me let you get into a place where you go into a panic. I'm not in a panic. I'm still moving on. I still got joy in my heart. I'm not worried about nothing. My bills paid. It's food in my house. I got gas in the van. I got whatever it needs to take me to wherever God says, let me open the portals of heaven and let me correct it for you. Let me correct it for you. So I'm going to sit and say to you all today, don't be discouraged. Don't be all upset. Don't come out of your character when you run up against obstacles. Just be in a place where you know. See, that was one of those moments where I had to go back to Matthew when God said, I will provide all of your needs. I will keep shelter over your head, food in your mouth. That meant that I had to believe the words of God. And I believe it. I believe it. And not only do I believe it, I receive it. And then I came home to my own house, and I sat and I just started seeing things that I needed to do here to fix a couple of things. So I started pouring. That's why I was able to say this morning that I'm pouring into my own home, pouring into myself so I could be a better me, so my atmosphere could be a better place, and knowing that God has a blessing with my name on it. And see, I'm urging you to hurry up. I'm urging you to hurry up because also in the Bible, Jesus was telling them that they needed to hurry up. They needed to hurry up because he was only going to be here for a little while longer, although he left the comforter. I'm telling you to hurry up because the blessing seed, the harvest, it will be up on October the 31st. And you do not want to miss what God has for you. You do not want to miss the return for what you have poured out. So right now, coming into a midpoint of the month of October, redirect where you're pouring your seeds at. Start loving on self. Start pouring into self and do what the Holy Spirit is leading you to God. Wherever you see where a need is supposed to be, start working on it. It was just so ironic that Apostle had said to us too. He challenged us to get into a place where everybody would sit and get into a place where they can pay a bill off or do something to get ahead. So when he said that, I just started smiling because that's what on my travel Saturday, that's the same thing that God told me. So when I looked down on my phone and saw that I was hacked, I didn't sit and say, God, I don't know how it's going to happen because this has taken place. I said, Father, I just ask you to continue to pour more. Just keep pouring more. Whatever it is, I'm in your safety place right now. So just let me stay where I'm at mentally, physically, and spiritually, and I will fulfill the assignment that has been placed on my heart. See, when he said it, it was a confirmation. And I'm more than sure it wasn't just a confirmation. in this day and time. See, Satan feels like that he's already defeated us because he's taken so much from us from COVID-19. But I guarantee you the people that's on this phone, some it may have effect and some may still be receiving blessings because we are in a place right now where we're being fed daily. We're given living water daily. So we're letting God know that we're following after you, that you are the heart, our heart. You are everything that I need right now. I'm not worried about COVID. I'm not worried about this. And I'm not sitting and saying that we should not be worried about it. God bless those that have lost people. But God is in a place right now where he's doing a new thing. See, we're not going back to the old. Never will you go back to the old. You coming back, you going into the land of milk and honey. And if you could get yourself right by loving on yourself, pouring into yourself, shaking things, pressing it down and shaking it up, you will receive, you will come out with the blessings that God has for you. Not what he has for your neighbor, but what he has for you and your household. I'm like the apostle. As for the Pontine family, we shall serve the Lord. As far as the Pontine family, we will continue to praise the Lord. As far as the Pontine family, we will continue to pray together as one unit. Because and when you come together as a unit, you come in as members. And Satan's no way that he's going to penetrate your camp. Like the apostle say, when you press down, you leave no space for air pockets. When you press down as a unit and you realize that you are on the same accord, in the same accord, then it's no way for Satan to come up. Most people right now, their household will be a mess because they worried about how they going to get this, how they going to get that. But the love of God is resonating. It's spring in the air, although it may be October for somebody. But for right now, it's spring in the air over here. And we're sitting and we're in a place where we have agreed to the instructions. When Apostle Temple, he said it was a challenge. But the way I looked at it, it was instructions on what to do in this day and time. Because God had already forewarned me and had let me know that this is what I need you to do. So I want to thank the apostle. And apostle, if you have anything else, is there anything else you want to add to this?
Bless God. You know, because of time's sake, I really want to teach you all how to receive, but I'll deal with that tomorrow. And because of time's sake, amen, I don't want to start something, then we cannot finish and leave you on the edge. Because I, you know, sometimes God do things differently. So hopefully I get into it tomorrow and really separate the two, how people have been taught, you know, in this faith that once you start doing things for yourself, how it's considered as being selfish because you ain't do it for your brothers or you ain't do it for your sister. Amen. And I really want to show you and really want to teach you for I could really encourage you for you could build your life up. And people of God, you got to understand that your life is the number one thing that God is trying to build up. Amen. You got to, the charity begins at home, then it spreads abroad. And I understand that folks don't say, hey, you can't be stingy or closed fish, don't get nothing in and stuff like that. But it's a season where that fish need to be closed. It's a season where your hand need to be closed. It doesn't have anything to do with to where I cannot receive anything. No, it has something to do with God's trying to build you up. He's trying to build your finances up, and he can't build your finances up or give you financial discipline if your fist is open all the time, if your hand is open all the time. Because why? Things coming out. Things is not coming in, and you are not holding. And this is where I want to help you all at, you know, for you can protect what God has for you. Then understand when I have something to give. Many people are trying to give something that don't have nothing to give and hoping that they will get a return from. And when they don't get a return from it, now we got a problem. And it's just because of the era of teaching and the era of concept that people come from approach with the scripture. You cannot give somebody something that you don't have. Amen? And we got to understand that it's a time to build up our life, and it's a time to restore our life, and it's a time to hold to the things that is in our life. Then it's a time to give because I have it to give. Amen? Understand this. God wants your life blessed. He wants your home blessed.
God is trying to take you. You suffer. You went through the wilderness. You went through the pain. You went through the agony to get where you are in life. So now God wants you to give all that up. Now, I'm not saying that he will not challenge some of you, but you got to understand something. If he's going to challenge you, he's going to give you something greater than what you once had. Look at the book of Job. We understand that concept. But at the end of the day, amen, first of all, God's going to build you up first before we're going to take it. Amen. I'm not going to go too further because, I feel the teacher coming on me. Amen. And hopefully tomorrow I can get into this and just dig into it. Back to you, Evander.
Okay, everybody, we pray, as we always do, we leave you with peace, love, and happiness, and ask you to just walk in the way, just allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and to guide you. Do not, that today, just get in a place where you are just commanding your atmosphere, and that you are commanding that you will sit and remove any obstacles, whether they're mentally, whether they're physically, whether it's some things you need to step over and encourage yourself. Do not be in a place of damnation today, or a place where you sitting and just putting and feeling off that you have to put yourself down. Be into a place where you're encouraging yourself. Be into a place that you realize that you are an overcomer. Be in a place where you realize that you are victorious. Be in a place that you know that you have the authority to speak to mountains and they will move. Just be into a place, a happy place on today, because you have felt the biggest blessing of all, that God chose you on this beautiful, thankful Tuesday to wake up and to go about your day in your right mind, and you're able to sit and say hallelujah, glory to you, Lord. We just praise you. We thank you. We exalt you, Father God. Just give God some praise. When you're feeling down, get up. Just start praising. Even if you got to carry the name of Jesus, encourage yourself. Pick yourself up today. Do not. You are no longer walking in darkness. You are now walking into light. You know that you have that light. Light that flame up. On the kerosene lamp, you can sit and turn the nodules to how big you want the flame. Light your flame up. Let people know that you live because Jesus lived, that you can face tomorrow because of what he has done for you. Encourage yourself on this day. Thank God for the things that you already have. Come with us tomorrow so you can learn and understand how you are to receive the things from God. This, I love it, and I hope you all are anxious. The word of God say be anxious for nothing, so I'm going to change that. I have a great expectation for what God is going to teach me on tomorrow, because I love to learn so I can apply it, and then I can sit back and say, God, you do work. Holy Spirit, I thank you for opening up paths for me. I thank you for clearing my mind and just creating in me a new heart. So go today. And let today be a day where you encourage yourself. Think about self today. Whatever it is, turn it over to God. The word of God says he will carry you through. Allow God, Holy Spirit, to carry you through on today. We'll see you back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have your pens and paper ready so you can take notes and receive what God has for you. We love you, and we leave you with a great big shalom. Peace out.